Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, blacks, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo, hello, Kiswahili. Happy Monday. Furaha Kwanzaa. Happy. Furaha Kwanzaa Siku. Happy first day of the work week. Really, Furaha Mabili Siku. Happy second day. First day of the work week. Second day of the week. Today, we're going to talk about in 1866, on April the 7th, the United States Army created an all-black regiment called the Buffalo Soldiers. Now, the Buffalo Soldiers did what black men didn't. They changed the three W's, the whole wide world, because what they did was show the white man how to communicate with the Indian, which was another black man. One more time. They assisted the white man because they could go and communicate with the real Indians, because the real Indians was and is blacks, black peoples first, not what they be trying to show you. Anyhow, one more time. There's really not a lot to expound upon except for the fact that you have to remember the main reason that they recruited the Buffalo Soldiers is because the Buffalo Soldiers looked like them, resembled them, favored them. One more time, with no black man fighting no red man. It was a black man going against another black man. But one was for freedom and one was for the elevation of the white man's so-called freedom. So when you think about the Buffalo Soldiers, acknowledge the fact that they were semi-sellout, semi, not intentionally, but semi, because they thought they were doing what they determined was the right thing. So, one more time, they really wasn't sellouts, but they was kind of, because they wanted to get their freedom and so on and so forth. And one more time, then in the name of Jesus spelt with a J. Yeah, the same thing they're doing today. But anyway, today, I'm talking about the Buffalo Soldiers, who the United States military created April 7th, 1866. Blacks men who showed the white man how to maneuver and to be amongst his enemies, as he not an enemy, but he is an enemy. Anyhow, they changed the whole wide world for the good and for the bad. For the good, that black men had the power to elevate and show how they could accomplish something. For the bad, because they wasn't accomplishing it for themselves, they was accomplishing it for some folks who really did not like them. So, you know, it's like life. It's a blessing and a curse. One more time. Anyhow, Fuwaha, Kwanzaa, be cool. First, happy first black man who showed how they could do things on their own. Because it's like I always say, you know, Trip C's, Trip C's, Trip C's. Cool, calm, collected. That's how they did it. That's how they made it happen. Although I agree with them because Stein and Finesse, and I disagree because they wasn't doing it for themselves, but at the same time, full men of purpose. Anyhow, as always, Trip C's, Trip C's, Trip C's, cool, calm, and collected. Buffalo Soldiers, black men showing that without the interference of others, how they can make things happen. One more time, blacks, black power, blacks, black pride. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, blacks, black, and I'm proud. Trip C's. Tripsies, tripsies, cool, calm, collected. Asante Sun, thank you very much. Moja Kubanga, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka, peace from above. Tripsies, cool, calm, collected.